We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse, where we have some breaking news. The Bucks have fired, or was the correct verbiage dismissed, Adrian Griffin. The Bucks have let Adrian Griffin go, and I'm not sure why. I am just reacting to a bunch of texts. I am stunned. I am stunned. Chris Haynes, I think, is reported. Maybe Doc Rivers is getting some interest. Joe Prunty is going to be the interim coach. I'm sorry if I'm the one that is. I think I've broken this news to some in the comments. You know, if you're on my YouTube and you get a thing and it says Bucks fire Adrian Griffin. This happened minutes ago. It's 1:51 Central Time on this recording. And yeah, I got a text. It was Woj. The Bucks have dismissed Adrian Griffin. I am floored. Who knew that Adrian Griffin would be out before Joe Barry? What a world. Matt in the Falls.
Right now I'm in Pewaukee, the Taco Bell in line. Snow is coming down. It is, wow. I saw this news. You broke this news to me in the form of a notification video. I want to say I'm stunned, but I'm not. I'm surprised. I thought we would give it the year, see what happened. But I'm kind of glad that we got it over with now, because now we can, you know, you got to get the new coach in, got to get him familiar, got to get, you know, got to give him time. So I just hope we make a good hire. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know if I want Doc Rivers. Joe Prunty is not the answer for the head coach. And I want to know what the players think.
Well, obviously the players wanted this. This has to be from the players. There's no other way.
You would think so, but who knows? I don't know.
How sad is it that the first person I looked at was Paul Henning's account? And he uses a Thanos meme. He says, "I'd finally rest, watch the sun rise on a grateful universe. The hardest choices require the strongest will."
Poetic.
I'm stunned. I've got all these bookmarks saved about people shitting on Griffin. I thought that they would figure this out. I guess it's not. And if Chris Haynes is out there saying it's Doc Rivers, it's Doc Rivers.
Is that the word?
Milwaukee Bucks will strongly consider Doc Rivers, league sources tell NBA on TNT, and that's to Chris Haynes. And Chris Haynes is like notoriety, whatever. He's well known for being like very connected to Giannis and also very connected to Dame. And now they're both on the same team. And everything he says, it's like, It's basically, it feels like when the Bucks want something out there, they tell Chris Haynes. Pedro says, bro, you guys suck at communicating and talking. Do another thing. This is not for you guys. So what I've decided to do, Pedro, is come on live for breaking news, in which I'm still trying to gather my thoughts. Matt has no trained communication skills. I think he's excellent at it, but this is not his profession. I actually will be on 150 stations tonight on CBS Sports Radio. So that's my follow-up to that.
Shams also has Doc Rivers leaning towards Milwaukee.
What does he say specifically?
Doc Rivers has emerged as a serious candidate to become the Milwaukee.
All right, Matt froze a bit. So it's going to be Doc Rivers. I mean, you don't emerge as a serious candidate a minute after. And then, like, this was they fired him for Doc. Q?
I'm shocked. I'm like shook. This is unbelievable. I hope that the Packers make an interesting announcement just like this too. It would be awesome to have some big shakeups at that team as well. It can't get worse. And I'm guessing that with all the reports that we were getting of like just a lack of communication and continuity in the locker room, it must have all been true. So, I guess I assume that Giannis signed off on this, but at least we didn't lose the two games in Detroit. Like, it looked terrible, but at least we didn't have to hit rock bottom for them to do this. Like, this is crazy. Like, I don't mind Doc Rivers. I don't think he'll do any worse than Adrian Griffin did. Especially, like, it'll be interesting to see if Doc comes, if he brings some of his own staff. I can't believe that this is happening.
I'm stunned. I mean, they went on that winning streak, and then people wanted him fired. And then here we are. Like, they did just win a couple of games. I know that, like, oh, they struggled against the Pistons or whatever. Guys, the Pistons are playing good basketball, if that's any consolation, but it appears not to be. And I don't think there's any way, like, did Giannis sign off on this, all this kind of stuff. This had to, like, this is what they wanted. There's no way John Horst hires a coach, gets Giannis to sign long-term, and then fires that coach when they're, what's his winning percentage, 69? I mean, they're second in the East, right? 30-13. Guy goes 30-13 as a rookie head coach and he gets fired. I mean, do you understand like how much the players you were ordering, Matt?
No, I actually wasn't. I order on the app. I don't go to fast food restaurants unless I can use the app to save money. Anyway, this team is better than 30-13. This team should be like 40-3. So we're underachieving.
I guess my short list would be Coach Bud, bring him back, Terry Stotts, and then Doc Rivers.
Like, I don't think there's a point to talk about a short list. It seems to 100% be Doc. Shams and Chris Haynes, within minutes of the firing, are saying he's a strong contender. Doc, what are these motherfuckers talking? When was the last time we were on ESPN? When was the last time Doc called a game? Because one of these guys went up to Doc and was like, hey, can you help us, man?
I do. Let's take a moment and just say, like, I feel for Adrian Griffin. He got a tough deck here. Like, the pressure to have this amount of pressure in your first year as a head coach with any amount of, like, past coaching experience is really tough.
I can confirm that I saw Doc Rivers crossing the street at the trade.
Really?
What?
When?
Are you joking?
I can.
When?
That's all my sources. That's we're done.
When?
I came here to say.
Today?
Don't Don't worry about it. What did you just say? Doc Rivers was crossing the street from the Trade Hotel.
When?
I don't know.
Fuck yourself, Tim.
That's all I can say.
Get him out of here. Boot him.
I cannot tell.
Get him out of here.
I cannot say anything other than that.
Well, if you're going to say that, say everything.
Get him out of here. I don't want to see this guy. Give us the goods or get out of here.
Doc Rivers crossed the street at the trade. That's all you can say. Was it? I mean,
in 2014, when the Bucks played the Celtics.
Yeah.
The trade
was it today?
Trade.
Was it today?
No.
He's fucking with us.
So, like,
are you fucking with us? We're a reputable news organization. You can't be joking.
I'm just. Well,
are you lying? I can't hear you, you idiot. You're on mute. Are you lying?
No.
Why would he lie?
When did this happen? When?
I'm not telling you when, okay?
Did it happen in the last 2 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
So, I mean, if you Google Doc Rivers and why he got fired from the Sixers for bad transition defense, which is exactly what we're having issues with. So, like, there must be just, like, terrible vibes in the locker room for them to make this change, because Doc Rivers is not known for being, like, a defensive coach. So, and I still think that this has more to do with bench defense than it does with, like, any coaching. So, like, what's going to be crazy is the trade deadline's in less than 2 weeks. We're going to have a shift in some players on the team, and the new coach is going to look like a genius because they're going to change the defense. I'm doing air quotes, and it's not really going to be that. It'll be like a staffing thing.
Finally.
Yeah. So I don't know. This is unbelievable. I mean, yeah.
I believe.
I give John Horst a lot of credit for making a crazy move. I also think that, like, the signing of Adrian Griffin was 100% success just because it led to the Giannis extension. Like, for that alone, like, whatever we have to pay him to go away is totally worth it. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, it's just weird. I mean, this is the guy that he wanted, and then they move on this quickly. So obviously they didn't want him. I got a tweet here. It says, love you, Bart, but you owe a lot of people an apology for harshly dismissing their concerns about Griffin as the head coach. I guess so. I guess I have to take an L here.
I'll take an L too. I think it was after 2 weeks, people calling for Griffin to go was uncalled for, but, like, there's been times over the last month and a half that I've really thought the same thing. So I'm just excited they're doing it now and not waiting any longer if there's general discourse in the locker room.
Oh God. Yeah. I guess I'm going to apologize. I still think the outrage was too fast. I'm going to put too fast.
When's our next game?
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow versus Cavs. Yeah.
At home.
Oh, Donovan Mitchell's 60-point game.
What if the Bucks hold them under 100? Cavs have their own issues right now. Tristan Thompson just got suspended for 25 games for substance abuse. Matt, what are you housing right now? Is that Taco Bell?
Yeah, I got some Taco Bell. $14.83. I thought that the part of the agreement was that they couldn't be penalized for weed anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe
that NFL.
The most impressive thing is that you don't have a single shred of lettuce or cheese on your jacket right now. That's really impressive. I cannot
just
eat
wait.
Cheese in the car.
I'd have cheese and lettuce all over the place.
I'm not driving. That's the thing. I'm staying there.
Oh, you don't drive and eat?
No, I'm in the parking lot.
Ugh.
I mean, it all depends on how much time I have. I'm off today, baby. I'm chilling.
Not the way to do it. You got to drive and eat. Drive, eat with that.
I got a messy-ass chalupa.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right.
Extra beef, add nacho cheese.
What did you get? Did you get the box?
Yeah, I got some sort of box. So I got a chalupa, extra beef, nacho cheese. I got the chips. I got a grilled cheese burrito, extra steak, easy on the rice. There's a taco in there somewhere. I don't even know.
All right. Back to live programming. Let me read some of these comments. First of all, I do want to remind you, since we're all here, about Happy Place Hemp. They have 25% off each and every order with the promo code BART. That's every order, and they have free shipping. So if you're close to their location in Muskego, I mentioned this the other day, but I would love to mention again, they have extended hours. So if you're in the Muskego area, you can go Mondays 9 to 4, Tuesdays 9 to 4, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays 9 to 7. They're right across from Maddie's, which is in New Berlin, but they're in Muskego. Saturdays are open 10 to 2 as well. So they are open. So if you got a, you know, happy hour stop at Maddie's and want to get some gummies afterwards, there'll be somebody there to do that. You can also order it online and they'll give you free shipping. These are CBD products, THC in some of the products, Delta 8s, Delta 9s. Very good. The nighttime ones have helped me. There's some ways nights when I'm pretty charged up after I come home, I just lay in bed and stare at the ceiling for 2 hours. Nah. Not with the gummies. Not with the CBD, CBN gummies. That helped me quite a bit. So happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Some comments. Brian, bud, we love you. We're sorry we didn't mean it. Please come back. It was a one-time thing. It won't happen again. A lot of people talking about the Stotts rumors. Not the Stotts, the Doc. Brevin says, Bart, this was a bad hire from the start. You're not being serious. I just think with the hire, like, they needed to do something. They needed to make a change. That's what they decided. They needed to make a change. They weren't going to get rid of anybody. So they changed the coach. And then somehow they found a way to get Drew Holiday out of here for Damian Lillard. And so they did that. And then the first move didn't correspond with the second move. That's all it is. But me, I really thought you guys were being too, I mean, the 9 games into the season, we're talking about firing this guy. And what's worst of all is that I have to be wrong. And so many people that I thought were wrong are right. That sucks.
All right, I'm leaving. Bart, call me later when you're done. I got to talk to you about something totally different. Later.
Okay.
I got to drop two.
Boy, Tim.
Congrats to all the Griffin doubters. There are a lot of you that called it right away.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that personally. Thank you.
I apologize. So
I accept your apology on behalf of all of us.
Enjoy that T-bell. You earned it.
It's not bad. They've been shit lately, but it's not bad.
Thanks, Bart.
Take it easy, buddy.
Are you both leaving me?
No. Whoa.
Jake Emily, says, no disrespect, down. Bart. You got to give it to the fans. We were right about Griffin. Yeah, I'm going to take one L on here, and that's it. I'm going to take one L. I took the L. I'm wrong. Matt,
I'd take Bud back.
Huh?
I would take Bud back in a second.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, if when you take the fact that Miami made it to the finals, plus the fact that his brother died in the middle of the series, I'd take him back. Why not? Give him one more year.
Oh, got another tweet from Paul Henning. I'm so happy right now. Hope has been restored to the Bucks season. It was clearly not working. There was no improvement. Players were frustrated and given up. Wow. Being happy about somebody losing their job. Disgraceful.
That's oh, my God, Devin.
Also, I want Joe Barry to be fired, like, in the next 5 minutes. All right, I need some sort of stability from you here.
I dumped this cup of nacho cheese off of my armrest, and it landed right side up on the floor of my car.
Wow.
So,
you know, I was actually working on a sponsorship with Taco John's that this is completely sunk. This half-hour well, commercial for Taco Bell.
It's not bad.
KJ says, why are people surprised they got blown out by Cleveland by 40 points the other night? He's not a good fit. Knock Doc Rivers. A lot of people are ripping on Tim Shea for his half-assed effort at breaking news. Tony says, do not hire Doc Rivers. He's never led a team past the second round in more than a decade. Terry Stotts or Kenny Atkinson would be my first choice.
How does Stotts fit into this conversation at all? He just left the team. Was that because of Griffin?
Yeah, they got in that little argument.
Actually, so bring him back as an assistant. Bring him and Rivers in. Doc Rivers head coach, Stotts come back in his previous role. Why not? Boom.
Maybe it will.
Boom. Problem solved. Peter Fagan, hit me up. I got more ideas.
That's Matt in the Falls. Where is Bud nowadays? I don't know. I think he still like lives here. Robert says Giannis was shown on camera drawing up plays with Thanasis last night on the bench during the game. He didn't look super happy. Yeah, I saw that. Mark Jackson, anyone but. No. I'll rehire Adrian Griffin blindfolded. Then Mark Jackson. Although, hey, the ESPN crew, man, I mean, Bob Myers is going to the Commanders. He's off their broadcast. Doc Rivers possibly coming here. Yeah, this is bonkers. This is bonkers. So I was wrong, is I think what a lot of people want to see, right? I'm not going to, think that in an effort to make me part of the story, but I was wrong. I was wrong about all you guys that didn't think that it was working. I saw at times that it wasn't like the greatest. There's smoother ways to go 30 and 13, I guess. But I just thought it was insane to want to fire a coach this early in the season. I mean, the Celtics had their issues last year, and they didn't fire that guy. But the Bucks must feel the pressure of a championship window. They must feel like maybe they don't think they have as long as a window as they have. I mean, if they don't win the title this year, you still got Giannis and Dame, right? But do they look at these guys and say, yeah, maybe the window's not as long as we think? I don't know. Grant Bills.
Hey, Bart.
We do not have an this week. Apologies to the nation.
We don't.
But it's nice to see you here.
It's nice to see you. This news broke during our afternoon show, and we had our Bucks. We had Jim Ozarski on the phone live when this news broke. And I'm sitting here in studio, like, hammering DMs to Bill and to Jim. And they're not looking at them, obviously, because they're on the air. So I had to jump in and interrupt and be like, hey, really good breakdown of what Adrian Griffin needs to do better, and nice hypothesis on why you think he'll continue to be the coach this season, but they just canned him. I felt a little bad doing that to, well, especially to Jim. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to get the message across. If the only way that you can is to jump on the air.
Yeah. Yes.
They're probably like, what is he doing interrupting this interview? Grant never chimes in on interviews.
I only chime in when I'm needed. So, yeah. Wow.
So we were wrong, or at least I was.
I mean, I didn't think they were going to fire him. Like you were, I don't want to say you were bullish on Adrian Griffin, but you were a lot more even keeled than most.
I didn't think the sample size was big enough to make a change. I guess I'm wrong.
I think you are. And I would think the same thing. We're almost at the end of January and it does seem early, but all of the smart basketball people that I read make the argument that you need a lot less than this to decide what a team is and what a team isn't. There's this weird world in which, what are they, 30 and 13? There's this weird world in which the Bucks would be like 10 wins worse and you would feel better about this team because it would look different. You know what I mean? That's the bizarre thing that I'm struggling with. Is like, yeah, they're 30 and 13, but I'd rather have them be like, I don't know, just pick a random number, like 24 and 15 or 24 and 16, but have it look different because it just looks so bad every night when I turn them on.
Yeah, I think that even though like, and I'm watching these games, like these Pistons games the last couple of days, and you know, after both games, I tweeted, hey, it's only as stressful as you make it. Like, it's not that big of a deal, but it doesn't, you're right. It doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. And not that, I mean, I'm not trying to backtrack in any way, because I hear myself and I really like to do this thing now where I talk, but I also out of body watch myself talk.
Yeah.
So that before the counter arguments can come, I'm there to do, like, I'm telling myself that's what I'm up to. So I'm hearing myself say like agreeable things about firing and I'm thinking, Bart, you were so like, again, I don't know, right, that I was a staunch defender of Griffin. I was just very anti people that wanted him fired after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then 2 months. And I was wrong. They were right. They saw what I didn't. I was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a bizarre situation because, you know, I assume we're going to learn more. I don't know how much more we're going to learn. I know Mannix is, you probably saw this, but there are rumblings in NBA circles that, you know,
players. Oh, yeah, I had that tweet somewhere.
Had lost faith in Griffin. So this is about more than wins and losses. Like these players, you see it all the time in sports when players don't buy into, like the Eagles. That's what happened with the Eagles, is they realized, all the players realized, it's not happening this year. Like what we're doing is not working. And I think the Bucks probably got to that point where it's like, this guy, you know, this ain't working. You just watch him on defense. He's a defensive specialist, Bart. He's a defensive coach, and his defense never made any sense. You know what I mean? Like they would be doing, and they're still doing things in January. It's like, you should be picking up on this. You should be realizing that this isn't smart. Like Malik Beasley can't guard dynamic point guards, you know, feet past the 3-point line. That just doesn't make any sense. It's common sense stuff. And he's a defensive head coach, right? I don't know. It's all very,
you know, how come in the NFL there's all these coaches available, Hall of Fame type career coaches, and nobody wants to fire their coach? And then the NBA, we're just like, nah, we're 30 and 13. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. We'll find someone.
We're done. Can't be that hard. Bring a warm body. I mean, everyone's very, have people been opposed to Doc? I haven't been watching the whole show yet. Are people anti-Doc, or where do we stand on that? Where do you stand? Ike Winkler verse.
I don't know. I mean, the players seem to want Doc. Grant, within 2 minutes, Doc has emerged as a serious front runner. Well, so give him the job. You didn't see Tim, did you? Tim Shea?
I saw he was in his car. That's all I saw.
He comes on here. He goes, I have sources. Doc Rivers walked across the street from the trade hotel.
What?
I said, when? He goes, I can't tell you.
shut up, Tim. You
like, what was it in the last 2 days? He goes, yeah.
Damn.
We're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Dan Shaney says, don't you think ownership addressed the concerns with Griff? Would you think he would try to adjust to keep his job? They have as many players as coaches on the team. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this was like a, like, did they talk to Griff and say, dude, this is what you need to do to change it? Or did they just say, this guy sucks?
More will be revealed. Doc might make sense because Doc is a lot like Bud in that he's going to come in and there's going to be a system and it's going to be professional. And Dame and Giannis, well, depends on who you ask, but Dame and Giannis have been, you can't debate this. Dame and Giannis have been better career playoff performers than Chris Paul or Joel Embiid, which were Doc's last two, you know, guys that he was coaching in the postseason.
So, here's a four-way that we've never had. Bart Winkler, Grant Bills, Rami Makhlouf.
Hey, Rami.
Hey.
And Tony in Texas.
Bart, Rami, you don't hire Radio Joe for a drive time show in Milwaukee. You don't do that. You don't hire Adrian Griffin for a
digging on Radio Joe.
You just don't do that.
Radio Joe listens to these. He's a good friend.
That's fine. That's why he's selling cars. And that's where Adrian Griffin's going to be selling cars.
Unbelievable.
You know, maybe he'll be coaching the Lacrosse Redbirds or something. I don't know, but he shouldn't have never been hired, Bart. You know this. Come on. He was a terrible hire.
It didn't work. How did we know that this was a terrible hire when it was an unknown? It was an unknown when it
happened. Grant, you don't hire unknowns like that, man. When you got a championship quality team, you're talking. So did Giannis, like, was this Giannis's guy or was this like a process? And then they said, Giannis, who do you like out of these three guys? How did that all go down?
I feel like it was that. Because let's let Rami Makhlouf of the Rami and Drew show. Rami Makhlouf, who has a penchant now. He joined us when council was left, and he's now Jim Griffin got fired. So we'll need you for hopefully later in the week.
I'm like the Grim Reaper. I just show up when people get fired or traded. That's what I do. I don't think it was a terrible hire. I think the hire changed after the Dame trade. I think expectations and urgency were both ratcheted up when you trade for, you know, one of the top 50 or 75 players in the history of the NBA. I think they hired Adrian Griffin knowing he was a first-time head coach, but the window sort of being bigger before they made the trade for Dame, the window being more wide open or a few years longer than what it is now, and he'd have time to grow into it and to learn. I didn't think they'd make this move. Rami,
quick question. Rami, was Stotts and him having a dick measuring contest? What was the deal there? Why would Stotts get fired? Or what happened there? Does anyone know? Because to me, Stotts would have helped him.
I don't know what happened, but I think from the stories that I heard come out of that, I think Adrian Griffin was a first-time head coach and felt like he had an assistant on his staff who had a lot of clout, especially with one of his best players in Dame Lillard. And he felt uncomfortable with that and felt like maybe his authority was being compromised in the process. You know what it reminded me of? You all watched Winning Time, right? The Lakers series?
And yeah.
The whole thing with Pat Riley's relationship with Magic Johnson and how that made Paul Westhead uncomfortable. You know what I mean? And that sort of created a rift there between those two guys. That's what that whole thing reminded me of an assistant having a very close relationship with one of the superstars and maybe the head coach feeling a little bit threatened by that and what it meant to his authority on the team.
Yeah. Hey, Bart, they had to make this move if they want to have any chance this year. Their defense is just some of the worst in the league. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I don't think a top 10, anything out of the top 10 has never won a title before with that bad of defense.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that stat any time, every time. This is, I'm stunned now, but this means that like this has to work. So you mutinied against the guy. So you can't, I think expectations are higher now.
Well, that's why you bring in a Doc Rivers, right? I mean,
they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like I'm looking more at Giannis and Dame than I am Doc Rivers. I'm being like, that's what you guys wanted.
But don't you, I mean, think about Doc, though. He's been with Boston. He's been with Philly. He knows those organizations and what it takes to coach, not only coach those guys, but play against them. He's been in the booth. I kind of like to hire for 2 years. I really do. I know people don't want Doc. He's a little bit older. But if you look at his record, he's had, he brought, what, the Magic to the finals before. He won it with the Celtics, had good teams in L.A., good teams in Philly. I don't think it's a bad hire to bring in Doc for 2 years just to right this ship and try to get something out of Giannis the next 2 years.
Henry says, Doc is trash. Look right. How good Embiid is without Doc. Embiid's playing as well as he's ever played.
Well, that goes back. We wanted Nick Nurse, which you bash, Bart, because you don't like Nick Nurse for whatever reason.
Because he has branded hats. Grant?
The regular season has never been the problem with the Sixers. The last 3 years, everyone's been like, this is the Sixers' year. And then they get to the playoffs and they get bounced in the second round. So that was never Doc's issue or Embiid's issue. Like, he's awesome in the regular season. He always has been.
So what now? And
I'm still processing this. But, like, who else is out there other than Doc Rivers? Because they can't bring in some nobody, some no-name, right? When you make this move,
right,
all I've heard is they have a short list of veteran head coaches on a list as the next head coach. But who else is out there?
Guys, I hate to say this. I really do. But I think I'd rather – you know what I'm going to say, Grant?
Coach Bud?
Place the call to Arizona. Do it.
Tony got it. Tony got it.
He had his Mike McCarthy stretch where he could reflect. He's evolved.
I'd rather bring Bud back than have Doc Rivers.
Well, that was the Billy Martin thing that happened back in the day, right?
Yeah. I mean, you fired Bud. You got to a point where you're like, this isn't working. I want to try some strange for a bit, and then that doesn't work out. So then you go back to.
I think Robbie's making a lot of sense. Robbie, I mean, you've watched some shitty basketball the last 20 years, but you are making some great sense, man. And you see the trades that are on the horizon for the Bucks. I do think they're in the market for Murray. I think Murray might be coming to Milwaukee too.
What if they could trade for Steve Kerr? Warriors are on the verge of tearing it down. Teams,
what do you got to give up for a Greg Popovich at this point?
I don't know what the price is to trade for a coach. I've never thought about it before.
Eric Spoelstra is the only coach I would trade for.
I wonder if that's ever happened midseason. I highly doubt it.
Giannis for Spoelstra. Who says no? Probably Heat fans, according to Paul. Who's not here. I shouldn't take pot shots, but.
Well, hey, and I know this is a Bucks emergency pod, but I got to talk about the Packers really quick. Rami, and you're a guy from the outside. You've done Milwaukee radio. You watch. You're a Bears fan. We all know that. But I think you're pretty unbiased when it comes to just watching the Packers. Is Matt LaFleur a championship quality coach? And what do you think about Matt LaFleur?
Still questioning Matt LaFleur?
People are questioning Matt LaFleur, and it pisses me off.
The fuck no. Matt LaFleur is a very, very good head coach. What are we doing?
I've had a really tough stretch. The one coach I wanted fired got us to a divisional round, and then the one coach I was sticking up for got fired with the second best record in the East.
I got to bring it up. I have to bring it up because this was the narrative on Bart's show for like 2 years.
I suck. Season, Rami. I do this for a living?
You had your followers, Bart. You weren't alone. You were just the leader of the Fire LaFleur Club, and I didn't know why. I didn't understand it.
I don't think I was a leader.
You're pretty close. I always say, though, Bart, we're not here to be right. We're here to be entertaining, and you are entertaining. You're wrong all the time, but you're entertaining, my friend.
But this is an unusually bad stretch of wrong.
Rami, wouldn't you have liked LaFleur to develop Caleb Williams? Or not Caleb Williams, but even Caleb Williams or Justin Fields. Wouldn't you want a guy like that?
Yes. I've said this.
What are you talking about?
I've said this on multiple shows, including the Rami and Drew show, new episode.
All right. I'll watch it.
Where we'll discuss the Adrian Griffin firing. But if Justin Fields was drafted by the Packers, he'd be a top five quarterback. And if Jordan Love was drafted by the Bears, he'd be out of the league. Like the Packers absolutely. Bart thinks they just get lucky with the right quarterbacks and great quarterbacks just falling in their laps, just falling off trees and falling in their laps. But no, I think that there is something organizational to making great quarterbacks. And the Packers know how to do it, and the Bears know how to do the opposite and break quarterbacks. And they do it time and time again.
And, hey, for the record, you think Barry's gone, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, I think Barry's gone too. But they didn't lose that game because of Joe Barry.
No.
No.
I saw a good breakdown where teams know as long as you're within one score of the Packers in the fourth quarter, you will win.
Yeah, I would have let all the smoke and mirrors of the last 3-4 weeks change anything if I'm the Packers. Joe Barry is still very much in charge.
I mean, was there any point on that final drive where they thought, what if we tried to have them not score? It just seemed like they marched down pretty easily.
I doubt that crossed their mind, Bart, honestly.
How do you go from making Brock Purdy look awful all game to then he's not that good.
Yeah, and I listen to your show every night, Bart, and the Niner callers were insufferable, man, that whole week. Ugh.
Like, he's good enough to be what he is. There's a lot of guys that can't step in there and do what he's doing. But I would rather have Jordan Love. I'd rather have Jared Goff, honestly. What about Josh Allen?
I'd rather have Kirk Cousins.
Hey, Josh Allen, Rami, I don't think you could I don't think you get to take a victory lap on Josh Allen. This guy plays his heart out.
Sure. Oh, he played his heart out. Oh, people love to talk about how Josh Allen played his heart out and what went wrong around him.
Stephon Diggs.
Josh Allen is the only quarterback that loses and gets praised for it, dude. It's an
Robbie. Robbie, honest question right now, and I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this. Did you get your Josh's confused when you made that take, like you thought it was Josh Rosen? I'm being serious.
No. Tony, that's been my joke for 3 years.
Is that for real? Because I think that's what happened.
Tony, you've heard that from me multiple times.
Is that where I heard it from? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Tony's always thinking that people are dropping in, stealing his content. And here he just flat out uses my line on my show.
It happens. It happens. Sometimes subconsciously we take material from people. We're like, oh, that's a great thought I had. And it's just something you heard somebody else say and forgot you heard somebody else say it.
All right. Ryan says, why are we talking football? Great question.
That is
Taylor says, just joined the stream. Just like when the Dame trade happened, I'm in shock. Is there another example of a pro sports team making a similar move like this?
Cavs.
Alex says, this feels like when Cleveland fired David Blatt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who I'm surprised has never gotten another try here.
Also, the Nets with Steve Nash. They fired him early in the season after they made a bunch of trades for superstars and had high expectations.
Oh, hey, back in the day, Rami, you remember John Lucas was the coach of the Spurs, and he got canned, I think. Was it John Lucas?
Yeah, I think that's when Greg Popovich took over, if I'm not mistaken.
The Spurs – oh, no, who was – Jerry Tarkanian, I'm sorry. Jerry Tarkanian was the coach.
I thought it was Lucas. I don't know.
That's, I mean, it might have been both, but I think Tarkanian 1 year was the coach and got fired.
I can't believe I have to take an L on this. This one's,
hey,
this
Bart,
a hard one. I bookmarked a lot of tweets, man.
Bart, yeah. Hey, is Griffin now the winningest coach in NBA history to get fired?
I don't know, maybe.
30-13.
Bart, I think it would still be fun if he went through the bookmark tweets and just gave people credit. Because you usually go through the bookmark tweets and just tell everybody how stupid and wrong they are. that would be a first in Twitter history if you were like, I'm gonna take the L and go back through all my bookmarks and actually give people credit.
That'd be pretty funny.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, he owes Paul Henning an apology.
No, Paul owes me an apology. He didn't need to block me. I asked him to come on my show, and he goes, just so you could bully me? That's what he does. The only person I bully is Tim Shea.
Paul who?
Huh?
Paul who?
Save Our Bucks.
Oh.
Hockey.
Yeah. Here's one that says, Damon Giannis bailing out Griff. Dude needs to go. You called it, man. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
What do I say to this one? This is great. Bucks Twitter now is a group who comes after you when you say anything bad about the coach. I guess that's the society we live in now. Too many woke people.
What? Okay, that was... That one's still a ridiculously dumb tweet.
That rips. Who sent that? That's funny.
Ian dunks.
Hey, do you guys think that Giannis was asked this before it happened? Like they ran it by him?
Yeah.
I think I think vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
John Horst ain't the one pulling the trigger. John Horst, he doesn't want to fire the coach he just hired last week.
I remember the hiring. I was down in front of Fiserv. It was a very joyous day. Tim Shea also driving around down there that day too. He's always driving around the Deer District. And
hey, this is the one time though when you have like the first press conference, the results were like that press conference. He had that deer in the headlight look.
Yeah. Paul does not get credit for that, by the way. Paul said CJ Stroud was undraftable because of a test. So if anything, Paul has back now at sea level with his takes. He was right about the Griffin press conference, but he was wrong about other things. So I'm not letting him completely
50-50.
Off. Yeah.
No Tech Ben Johnson from November 11th. Giannis signed the extension. He had his chance to pick his coach. It didn't work out. You can move on. You must move on. I'll say, and they did. Great foresight, Ben.
Damn it.
Why is this funny? I'm only digging my hole deeper. Why is it funny?
Well, and this is the thing, and we've talked about this part. No one's going to think you're being genuine. Every one of these people is going to think you're being a prick. So this, you're making them like you.
November 11, Griffin is done. Will be interesting to see Horst if he gives them the entire season. At one point, they make a move. I'm saying, very interesting indeed. Almost crazy it took this long.
Oh, man.
Excellent basketball. You know ball.
Well, Bart, this is before you got your national show. So what are people going to say back to you now, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, you got a national radio show now.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, you got more credibility out there. National radio, you're not a podcaster guy anymore. You're national radio.
I think he's saying just throw that back in their face.
Yeah, exactly. You know, thank you.
You know, I have a hard time. Am I?
Are you what?
I feel like it's a dream. Like,
no, you are. You are not. Radio host.
I haven't had one article written about me.
Really?
I think it's going really well.
All you need to do is be late for your CBS radio show by getting stuck in an elevator.
Then you'll be all over the goddamn internet.
Bart, you had this caller from Cleveland. I don't know what you got him all jazzed up about, but he loved you. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
It's just funny. Like, I don't know. You connect with people.
Great.
Oh, all right. Try to give you some props. Thanks, buddy. Rami, I hope you go national. Fuck Bart.
It's that type of magic that helped make it so easy for Bart to connect with people right there.
Yeah. Andrew is wondering, Jake says I'm being a baby again because I'm wrong. I'm admitting I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. I was incorrect.
I have to find a way to spin it before we record Rami and Drew tonight. Spotify and YouTube, go ahead and subscribe, follow, listen, watch, review, rate. I got to find a way to spin it to make it sound like I wasn't wrong somehow. You know what I mean? Even though I said this wouldn't happen, I got to spin it some way to make it seem like I wasn't. You've heard me do this before, Bart. I got to find, there is a way to make it seem like I wasn't wrong in all this. You know what I mean? I've got a few hours to figure it out.
Pete Bukowski says, one of the best parts of this for the Bucks is Bart Winkler has to stop pretending like everything was actually fine.
I'm looking at that too.
What's he that for?
Does Pete listen?
You and Pete got a problem? I thought you and Pete were friendly.
Yeah, me too.
Horst will address the media tomorrow, Wednesday, January 24th at 5:15 in the Jim Paschke interview room at Fiserv Forum.
5:15 at night before the game?
I guess. He doesn't want to come in early. I mean,
coming to work too early.
Yeah.
Hey, Grant, so I guess you're going to lead this with your show, but why do you think
I guess. It might come up. Tony.
So why do you think he ultimately got fired? Was it people skills? Was it scheme? Was it?
What do you think? I think it was scheme that then, because the scheme was so bad, the players lost faith in him. And a couple minutes ago with Bart, it's what happened with the Eagles. Like, the Eagles players all realized and decided that this was not going to, they didn't believe in what was being done anymore by the coaches. So he's a defensive minded head coach. He's a defensive specialist, and his defense sucked. And it's not just because they lost Drew. It's because they have guys lined up in weird places and none of it made any sense. So it was scheme, but then when the scheme gets bad and you're frustrated, then it, you know, you get the players present. So I guess both, but it probably started with scheme. I don't know. I can't get anyone to answer me. Any of my Bucks people who normally come on the show, I would imagine they're busy. So I hope to learn more. I'm assuming we'll learn a lot more. Chris Haynes' article is going to be a banger. Sources will know exactly who those sources will be when that comes out. But
oh my God. These Sean O'Connell tweets that, Adrian Griffin, when he was coaching, looked way too much like the Peloton lady. Remember her? He did. He didn't look comfortable. He just looked like
he once looked unintended.
He did have that deer in headlights look at times, often.
Bukowski, of all the people that go, I just, God.
Yeah, that's tough, Bart. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Sorry about that.
I was wrong. And I even said throughout the season, this is something that maybe you do in March. And then like how they fired Ned Yost and went with Dale Swaim, the Brewers. I said, maybe you do this in March. So I even gave myself a little pocket out. But then these motherfuckers do it on January 23rd.
I thought they'd give him the season. I thought rookie head coach, you got to give him a season, right? Before you pull the plug on this thing. But, and I've said this for years, everybody, the best GMs, the best organization, they all make mistakes. I think that the best ones recognize those mistakes and correct course as quickly as possible. So while this is on one hand, a bad look for the Bucks that they're admitting a mistake today. On the other hand, they're also trying to fix that mistake and not beating their head against a wall and wasting a season with Giannis and Dame where they don't think that it can work. There's two sides to this whole thing.
Right. One's
bad. The other side, especially if they get it right, looks really, really good, and it's what good teams do.
Right.
One comment here, and then I'll address that. Green Magic says, what's worse, getting dunked on by Giannis or Pete Bukowski? At least with Giannis, I think I'd see it coming, right? Pete was out of nowhere. Although I was a little upset at Pete the other night for some of the shit he was saying, like comparing that game to Seattle. But look, I think I actually think I'm in denial about that game. I am very enjoy the ride, happy to be here, but they really did blow it.
We need to graduate. Bart, you were the first to call out overused radio tropes. We got to get over the stages of grief bit. It's been used for too long. We got to get away from.
Well, Grant, two things can be true. One, I hate that one. That's
one, everybody does it, but two, everyone does it for a reason.
Tony, did you hear the caller on my show last night that goes, "Yeah, I don't understand what's going on with the Niners."
Didn't.
And I'm like, well, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, first they're underdogs against the Packers, and now they're a 7-point underdog against the Lions."
Yeah.
I said, "No, they're a favorite." Huh? They were projected to win. He just hung up.
I also somebody used the bingo card analogy last.
Yeah, I was very hesitant. I really wanted to go berserk.
Yeah.
Daniel says, Tony in Texas for next head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. There's a few comments in there about you, Tony.
Well, I was right on this side of history.
I should have seen it coming.
And I'm right on a lot of shit, Bart.
I'm mad at myself.
Why?
But I think because the players that were anti-Griffin weren't the players that I wanted to be involved with. like the Twitter, like that part of, I didn't want to be involved with them.
Maybe Griffin should have been more with the players. Oh, you mean the player, like the voices on, not the literal Bucks players, but
yeah, the people on Bucks Twitter that were firing it up.
Sure, 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 sure. I see.
I didn't want to
Where is Charles Lee?
I don't know. He is somewhere.
It's funny that this news breaks on a random Tuesday in January. That's not lost on me. I wish it was evening, but it is funny that it's a Tuesday. Charles Lee, where is he?
I'm surprised Bart doesn't know where Charles Lee is. You were following him.
So
you
knew think he's in like the Clippers or Memphis.
Oh,
or
New Orleans. Oh,
so much about him. You know what I mean? That I figured you would know where he's at now.
Why do you guys think everyone's anti Doc Rivers right now? Is it he underachieved with
Celtics?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, what the Frank?
Why is everyone
sorry? That was a slip. We say Frank instead of fucking our house.
Okay.
Why is everyone anti Doc though? I don't get it. Is it because he's underachieved?
Tony, come on. Why did you ask that, Tony? You're smarter than that. Or you say that you like Doc. Let's skip the whole charade.
I'm not saying just for this situation for 2 years, I'll take him.
Just for the situation, even if he's just this year, I'm with you. I think it could make some sense. He's a professional. You know what you're getting. Yeah.
Professional.
Yeah. Ryan says because of his playoff losses, always losing up 3-1, up 3-2.
I have an idea. Name just popped into my head. George Karl.
Too old.
George Karl is like not... He doesn't have much time left, I don't think.
What? Is he not well? I see him tweeting all the time. It seems like he has a lot of energy.
He's not well.
Yeah, I don't think he...
He's always got thoughts.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring in Hubie Brown while we're at it, Rami? Hubie, I see him announcing every week.
He did our game the other night.
Oh, I just came up with a name. I know who it is, guys. It's Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson. Nick says to Tony's question, he says, Doc was fired for bad transition D. We have the same issues. He's known for wearing on players.
Was he not? I heard Q mention that. He wasn't fired for bad transition defense. That was, they didn't sit down in exit meetings and be like, with a spreadsheet of numbers, like, yeah, Doc, you did a lot of good things, but your transition defense just didn't cut the mustard. Like, that's not what happened.
He's lost in the conference semifinals the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been back to a conference finals since Boston in 2010-11. And he's coached every year with the Clippers, Boston, Philly. Won the title, of course. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is like... I'm pretty stunned. I really am.
How about one of the Van Gundys? How about both the Van Gundys? Go ahead, coach. Like
Stan at home and Jeff on the road.
Yeah.
Well, where they fucked up is they didn't hire Carlisle when they could have.
Well, they would have had to not win the NBA championship for that to happen.
You can't fire. Yeah, exactly. They won it despite a bud.
That's a little harsh. Despite of Bud,
they were a KD shoe away from being eliminated by an undermanned Brooklyn Nets team. Grant, let's revise history here.
Now that's what the haters and the national media do. They were one KD shoe away. There was this foul. It was that the Bucks.
And then
fucking Nets. The Bucks beat Kevin Durant, and the Bucks went on to win.
Kyrie was out.
Giannis played him in fourth quarter and in overtime.
So when are we hiring Doc? Like, if that's what we're doing, when are we hiring him?
Or Phil Jackson. Or one of the Van Gundys.
Hey, this is Joe Prunty's Super Bowl, man.
If they hire Doc, I think it's a net win for basketball fans everywhere, because then he won't be on the Bill Simmons podcast every other week, and no one needs that. I'm good with that. So it would be doing the basketball world a service if they could knock that out sooner rather than later.
I still think that these people that went anti-Griffin, like...
These people.
Okay. Well, the guy that wrote the Brew Hoop articles, you know, taking a victory lap, as he should. But I think that they floated a Hail Mary and it got caught. Like,
rewarded for bad behavior.
Yeah.
I disagree. There were signs there, Bart.
Yeah.
And people.
They fired this guy in January, man.
It's basketball. This isn't like the NFL.
This is like something a hockey team does. You ever see these hockey coaches? Yeah, like, oh, this team's in second place in the Westwood division, whatever the fuck they are. And he's got fired because they lost two games and two straight days on the road.
And by the way, you have to start brushing up on your NHL. You had an Edmonton caller the other day I heard call in.
That's not something that you need to – it's fine.
Do they have to talk hockey on national radio, Bart?
They made them.
No. No, you don't. Nobody's watching.
No. College basketball ain't getting talked about ever either.
Oh, come on.
No. Although that was a big win for Bucky at the Kohl Center.
All right. This is where I bail out. I'm just going to get into the college ball.
No, no, we're still here.
It's your anti-college ball.
So what I wanted to say before, to keep somewhat of the conversation going.
Yes.
Is, to me, this makes me think, like, and I said this a little earlier, but the Bucks window isn't as long as they thought it was. Because if you hire Adrian Griffin, okay, it's a rookie head coach. You don't win the title that year. Whatever, it's his first year. They don't think you can waste this year. They don't. I mean, they you know,
they with can't.
Brooke Lopez getting older, and you know, I don't know that Dame and Giannis have gelled in the way that they have wanted. I still think that there's been great moments between the two, but I also think that you're still taking a guy who has played as the leader one way for 10 straight years and then meshing that with another. And they're still trying to, you know, figure out the best recipe for that.
No, you're right, Bart. And you got Chris Middleton. He's, you know, maybe got a year or two left. So it's pretty much, I think, a 2-year window right now after this year. You got this year.
I don't even know that it's that long.
Oof.
I think it's a 3-year. I think it's we're in year one of a 3-year window.
Maybe one of two.
No.
I think Rami's right. I think you got three. This year and two more. 3 years.
When you look at Giannis and Dame's contracts, I think it's a 3-year window. But even if it's a 3-year window, half of one of those three seasons is already gone. That's 15% of that window. That's already gone where you think you had the wrong head coach in place. You know what I mean? That's not nothing. And if your window is 3 years and you're convinced after, 43 games that Adrian Griffin isn't the guy, then the best thing to do is to pull the plug on this thing rather than, you know, sitting back and going, he'll figure it out. You have a finite amount of time. And like I said, when you made the Dame trade, I think urgency and pressure was ratcheted up. I don't know if they hire a first year head coach if they know that they're trading for Dame Lillard. This was not the situation.
There's no way. There's no way.
Well, last year the Celtics had to hire a first year coach, right? And that ended up being looking like a successful hire. Now that was internal. Do you think that was the difference there with that hire compared to the Bucks? That was an internal hire
I also think most Celtics fans were really upset with Mazzulla for most of the postseason last year.
Didn't they at first say they were going to look at veteran candidates and the Celtics just kept winning Mazzulla and finally they just said, we'll name him interim for the rest of this season. And eventually he was given the full-time title.
So I talked about how I bookmarked tweets.
Yeah.
So other people bookmarked my tweets.
what do we got?
On November 17th, this is after the Bucks had a big win. Mm-hmm. How embarrassed are you if you passionately argued for the Bucks to fire Griff this week? Funny stuff. I got a response that said, I'm feeling pretty good, to be honest. And then I responded with, no, it was too early then. I woke up ready to talk about firing Griffin today, but then it happened. So another W for me. So back then I said no, but today, this is what my live was going to be today. I was going to talk about, guys, you know, Packers just lost, but I really kind of think that we're at the point now where we need to fire Adrian Griffin. I was going to say that.
Oh. Yep.
But then it happened.
Hmm.
But then it happened.
Well, if you handicap the East right now, I mean, this doesn't catapult the Bucks over the Celtics yet, in my mind.
No, it would not.
Sawboss wants to know if we can hire Jeff Saturday.
who would be the Bucks version of Jeff Saturday? Brandon Jennings?
Kendrick Perkins.
That's got to be a former Buck, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It can't be Cassell because he's actually coaching. It'd have to be like John Henson or some shit.
Who's a former Buck in the media? Steve Novak?
Marcus.
Oh, yeah, it'd be Novak.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine him coaching?
Hey, I got to go.
First thing he'd do is he'd burn half the playbook or ban those books.
Bart, I got to go, but I'm going to leave on this. I do think they're going to get P.J. Tucker back, and I do think they're going to trade for Murray, and I do think Doc will be your next coach. And I think they're better situated to go into the playoffs.
Oh, J.J. Redick. Well, doesn't he still hate it here?
He did interview for a couple jobs this offseason.
Well, for how much smack J.J. Redick talks about sports television, you'd think he'd be dying to leave sports television, but he still goes on First Take every day. It's funny how that works.
Raw going to Netflix is a huge deal. That is going to change the industry.
I agree with. I saw your tweet about that, Bart, and I think you're right.
My coaching evaluation's poor, but my TV evaluation's strong.
That's correct. Can confirm that.
Yeah, you have six different streaming services if you want to watch all your team's games within about 3 years.
But then there'll be no cable's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Cable right now has ESPN, news, and Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
I'm a YouTube TV guy.
Big deal. A lot of people that watch Monday Night Raw don't watch sports. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of wrestling fans aren't sports.
And they watch it live. Like, they watch it the whole 3 hours live.
Is it on? This is a really dumb question. Is it on every Monday night?
It's the longest running weekly episodic television show ever.
Raw is 3 hours now? 3 hours.
Yeah.
People are bitching about the length of baseball games. And fucking wrestling is three. It's 3 hours of wrestling every Monday, and people are tuning in for this?
Yep.
What the? Okay. All right. You
got CM Punk face to face with Cody last night. Fuck.
I saw some clips of that.
Pete wants to know what Aaron Rodgers thinks. Remember, he still does own part of the Bucks.
Whatever happened to him and Mallory Edens? I was thinking about that the other day.
Do we know that for a fact that he didn't sell off his part of the Bucks?
I guess we don't. I think it would be public record of some kind.
Maybe it was a part of the same transaction as his sale of his ownership of the Bears. Sorry.
Yes, and Rami is a Bears fan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey-o.
I wasn't even trash-talking. I was more trash-talking to people that always make that joke.
You like your new coordinator?
Here's my thing, Bart, with Bears hires. Even if it seems like a good hire, and, like, you know, the resume is there and people are like, oh, yeah, this guy was on the top of a lot of people's lists. If the Bears hired him, he's probably not good at his job because the Bears hired him. And they hire the wrong people who are bad at their jobs time and time again. So, I don't know. Looks good on the surface, but he's probably not good.
Do you know if you'd move the Bears logo this way, it looks like a toilet seat?
I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
Nothing.
The fake police are coming after Rami.
I don't know what's going on today. Like six fire trucks and police cars have flown past my house.
Yeah, you know, there's probably a fire.
No, but like all day they've been going. Has there been a fire raging all day? They're going towards the lake. I don't know if somebody's like trapped under the ice or something. I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully everyone's okay.
Bless.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Well, I'm going to dip. I'll let you two cook. I love the dynamic between you two. Drew and KB starts in a minute and a half, so I'm going to go make sure I catch their analysis of this. I did not expect this news today. It was fun talking about this with you fellas. I appreciate both of you. Thank you for letting me hang out.
Thanks, Grant.
See you guys.
How's the pod going, Rami?
Good. We're doing another episode tonight. We're three episodes in. We'll obviously be talking about this. We're going to do like a Packers season in review and reaction to what happened in the divisional game. And then maybe get into some Bucks talk tomorrow. But this just fucks everything up. Now this will be the topic of conversation. I got to talk to my partner, Drew Flaggy. You can follow him on Twitter at Drew F is on fire. And we might go live, Bart. We might go live tonight around 7:30 to talk about this and interact with Bucks fans out there who still want to talk about this if they didn't get their fill on the Bart Winkler show. So stay tuned for that. Either way, it'll be on Spotify and YouTube later on. I was not expecting this. I'm
what happened to Apple? The first day you put Apple, figuring that out, and then no more Apple.
I can't figure out Apple. I was going to say, I need to talk to you off the air.
I don't know how.
Who does that for you?
Blue Wire.
All right. Can you talk to some people at Blue Wire? Get your boy hooked in.
Yeah. Just keep building what you're doing and we'll float it along.
All right. I appreciate that. We are still working on Apple though. I had somebody DM me on Facebook the other day asking why we're not on Apple. I'm working on it. All right. I don't know. It's a me thing. It's not a them thing. It's very much a me thing. I'm doing this all myself. So I'll figure it out. We'll be there soon, but Spotify and YouTube, we're up there.
Man, this is one of the bigger L's I've ever taken, actually.
Don't look at it as an L. I told you, Bart, we're not here to be right. We're here to be entertaining. You're a national radio host. You're obviously entertaining. You're doing the damn thing. Do you know L's? There are no L's here.
Yeah, person- national now. Actually, my writers came up with this take.
The only person who took an L today, and I'm not trying to rub it in, because he seems like a very good man, but Adrian Griffin took the L today. The Bucks, John Horst, took the L on admitting that Adrian Griffin wasn't the right hire. If Giannis was in on the decision, he took the L today. We don't take L's in our business unless we just do a shitty show. That's taking the L. And you don't do that. You won. You win every day, Bart Winkler. Keep winning.
All right. Well, I guess I'll wrap up.
That didn't seem to do much for you.
No, I mean, I just gave pretty adamant about this. So. But again, I did not ever defend Griff.
There you go. That's the angle you take. That's the angle you take right there. You don't admit that you were wrong. You just say, I never defended this guy.
I was anti-people with the take.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Is this a top three L of all time I've ever taken?
Bathroom wings is not my biggest L.
Eating wings in a toilet seat.
Yeah, toilet wings. That's the biggest L you've taken in your life. I gotta imagine. I don't know everything.
Wings out of the toilet. I just sat on a toilet wings. It's not a big deal.
It's not the high point of your life. I can tell you that.
No, that's for sure true. I had no money. That's how I ate to survive. What people forget. I didn't do it for the story or the pleasure. I needed food for sustenance.
Dude, I've been broke. I never thought about eating wings on a toilet. Eating somebody's leftover wings in a bar on a toilet.
And they were not the wings that were not eaten. They may have been touched, but they were not eaten.
Not the point. That's not the point. I've been broke. That never crossed my mind.
So I'm going to sign off here thinking that Doc Rivers is going to be our next head coach.
Phil Jackson.
Well, but for real.
I'm calling either Phil Jackson or the Van Gundy brothers together. One on the road, one at home.
Oh, hold on. I'll bring in Hot Take Jake. Hot Take, Rami, Rami, Hot Take.
What Jake, up?
What do you think?
I feel bad for Griffin. It's not his fault. He was not the right guy for this team, but they listened to Giannis. And again, I've made this point several times before that I just think if they knew they had the Lillard trade lined up and ready to go, Budenholzer would have been kept. And I think the Bucks would probably have a similar record, but have better vibes right now. And my guess is the locker room probably turned on the guy.
Yeah, that seems to be clear. So now we're going to get, what, Prunty for a game, and they'll hire – it seems like Doc's – I mean, why would everyone report that if it's not going to be Doc?
I'm hoping that's a red herring. I'm not a huge Doc guy. I do – I guess if I have to choose between him and Griffin, I'll take the guy that's won a title. But, yeah, it's just it really sucks because Nick Nurse was right there for the taking, and the Bucks. Sometimes with Giannis, you know, you learn with players that sometimes you got to protect them from themselves. Giannis wanted Jason Kidd. Giannis tried to lobby the ownership to bring Kidd back after they had already fired him. So sometimes these guys, you know, loyalty is important. Giannis clearly wanted a former player, but you got to do what's best for the team. And again, I think the Lillard trade changes everything.
Yeah, it certainly did. I mean, I'm surprised. I'm just surprised.
You seem shell-shocked.
You do, Bart. Bart, I haven't seen you like this in a while, brother.
It's fine, dude. I mean, it's not, again, I feel bad for Adrian Griffin, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not happy to see that man lose his job. But other than that, Bucks Nation and Bart, for what you, it's fine. This isn't like a travesty. It's fine. You're fine.
Honestly, Bucks fans, you should feel bad for Griffin, but if you're a fan of the team, be happy that, you know, the easy thing to do would have been like, well, we can't fire him. Like, you know, he has a good record, but they recognize we want to win a title this year. So they're going to go try to be aggressive to make that happen.
So there's this Twitter account, the Zodiac GM. And in September, he used signs to say who Giannis's coach should be. Giannis is a Sagittarius, and his compatibility with Nurse, a Leo, is an A+. His compatibility with Budenholzer, a Leo, is also an A+. His compatibility with Jason Kidd and Aries is an A+. And with Doc Rivers, a Libra, is an A+. His compatibility with Adrian Griffin, a Cancer, is a D+. So if you're going by the Zodiac signs, which the older I get, the more I think there's something there.
Don't. Oh, Jesus.
Don't.
I just want Budenholzer back.
So many examples. It's just like, maybe it is true.
So Adrian Griffin was a Cancer in the locker room?
Ayo.
Get out of here now.
Budenholzer, give him a handsome raise, apologize, and give him an ownership stake and just get him back, okay? This team wins a title this year under Budenholzer. I'm willing to give the guy a pass for the end of last year. The guy lost his freaking brother. This is a way to make good, and it would be a feel-good story, so why not? I mean, crazier things have happened in sports. Why not call him up and see if he'd be open to it?
I don't hate it. I gotta say, I don't hate it.
Do you remember, well, it was before all of our time probably, but the Yankees fired and hired Billy Martin like 20 times.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, you know. I just think if your goal is to win a title this year, given the pieces that you have in place and the familiarity, I don't know if there is a better choice than Budenholzer right now.
Yeah, I would rather have Bud than Doc.
Same, by far.
Because they made the move, like that something needed to change from last year. And instead of doing one thing, they did two things. They didn't need to both fire the coach and get Dame, but they never knew, like you said, Jake, that they were going to get Dame. So you had to fire the coach. You had to do something. Yeah, I still firmly believe you had to do something.
Yeah, I mean, you can't lose to an 8 seed and just sit, stand pat. So I agree. I think you're probably right, and I'm probably right. The timing, just that's the way it happened. They needed to make a move, and then in hindsight, it's like, if we could have that one back, you would.
Yeah, if the Dame trade happens before Bud is fired, Bud is probably never fired. You're probably right about that, but there had to be some kind of shakeup. And I also think that if the Dame trade happens before Adrian Griffin is hired, like I said, he's probably not the guy that they pick to be their next head coach. I don't think you throw a rookie into this knowing that you're making a trade for that kind of player and ratcheting up the urgency and the pressure on this whole thing the way that move did.
Well, Brandon Jennings just tweeted a picture of himself.
I saw that.
Coach Jennings, how many games we winning?
Oh, Swaggy B.
Six.
Yeah, no, Bucks and six would be Bucks are 6-76.
I'm glad for the emergency pod. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy like the good old days. But before I go, I do want to say I also feel bad for Paul Hennig because you guys all dragged that guy for having an opinion and he was right. So he deserves a little victory lap. Love you guys.
Yeah, these guys were so adamant about being right and they were right. So
big deal. So they were right. What do they get for that?
They get the scratch the itch that I'm looking for in my life. The complete admiration of strangers while sacrificing the actual admiration of those closest to you that actually love you.
All right.
Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on, Bart.
Well, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Check out, I know you'll be on the air because you're a big national sports radio host, but Robbie and Drew tonight. Around 7:30. Like I said, I think we're going to go live. We haven't done that yet, but I think we'll go live and let the folks interact. We'll put the link out there for y'all to jump in with your thoughts on the Adrian Griffin fight.
Shams. Doc Uh-oh. Rivers is the leader to become new head coach of the Bucks, and the sides are working on a deal.
Yeah, he's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be Doc. Yeah.
I don't know on what planet it's not.
Yeah, it's going to be Doc. Well, maybe we'll have that news to react to by the time we start the pod tonight. That's Robbie and Drew. Check it out, YouTube and Spotify. Bart, appreciate you giving me the chance to jump on here and promote, as always, my friend.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Pick your head up. Nothing happened to you today. You're fine.
I was wrong online.
Oh, no, you were wrong online. Nobody's ever done that before. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Go to your stings, man. Fuck, hurts.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you.
See ya. All right. Well, thanks for being here. What a day. Did not expect that. And now it's up to the Bucks to come out refocused. They have I think this raises the expectations, obviously. It raises the bar. It's more championship or bust than it was 2 hours ago. Because you made this move. This is a big move. This is a big move. And that's what the Bucks have been doing. Look, if you're going to say one thing about John Horst and this whole Bucks regime, they are not set with one title. A lot of teams have won one title and kind of rested on that. These guys are doing whatever they can, whether it turns out to be the right move or the wrong move, to try to win that title. And so I'm happy to root for an organization that will do that. I think that's kind of a good takeaway here as well. We will talk soon. There'll be news later in the week, so I'm sure I'll jump back on and respond to it. Thanks, everybody, for your time. As always, it is very much appreciated. And I'll be on live tonight on CBS Sports Radio to talk about this a little bit further in the national perspective. All right, you guys have a good one. Wow, Bucks and six remains. We'll talk some Packers maybe later this week. This obviously this knocks it right off the front page. Adrian Griffin fired. It looks like Doc's the next guy. You've been, well, how should I say that? Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.